of the Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
If you cannot...
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. And here are the headlines. UWP Senator and Rosal Valley candidate Ronald Charles told Dominicans living in Antigua and Barbuda electoral reform is not being pursued by the DLP regime in an attempt to hold on to power. In the aftermath of the devastation caused by Hurricane Dorian in Grand Bahama in Abaco 3 weeks ago, Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis has announced creation of a new disaster preparedness ministry. And almost 500 people have been detained in Egypt in the past few days after rare anti-government protests against alleged government corruption, human rights activists say. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. More details when we come back.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Okay, welcome back to the morning news. Speaking to Dominicans living in Antigua and Barbuda on Saturday, UWP Senator Ronald Charles asserted that democracy is a matter that concerns and affects every nation and everyone, and he also reiterated the need for electoral reform in Dominica.
If you cannot do what you're supposed to do by law, it is a problem. If people are dictating every time what you should do, and the law states you should do certain things, it is a problem. So therefore, reform must come. We must rethink things. Reason why we have to do this? Because the issue of bribery is big in elections. Politicians now are going around giving cell phones. They're asking you, they're paying you, they're doing a lot of things in order that you could vote for them. Our laws in the Commonwealth of Dominica condemn this because the forefathers foresee that these things are wrong, and therefore we need reform. Simple things we're asking for.
Charles claims electoral reform is not being pursued by the DLP regime in an attempt to hold on to power. He stated if individuals fail to uphold the democracy of their country, there will be disintegration in society.
And if you, as a Caribbean person, fail to bring democracy within our country, within our various jurisdictions, you know what is going to happen? We're going to disintegrate. We're going to break down our society. Our children will not forgive us if we fail to do things correctly and do it the right way. And that is why Dominica deserves electoral reform. And we will get electoral reform with your support. I thank you. God bless you.
United Workers Party Senator Ronald Charles. The legalization of cannabis is not so much about smoking of ganja, but rather an out-release of nature, says executive member of the Dominica Repatriation Committee, or Reparation Committee, sorry, Henry Shillingford. He puts forward the point that by determining whether or not a plant is legal, the message being put forward in society is that man can determine whether or not nature in itself can be made legal or not. This release of nature then opens up an avenue by which it becomes the basis of the many benefits to be had by this herb and fits perfectly in the concept of natural levity expressed by the Rastafarian community.
Now, the legalization of cannabis to me, and I think what it represents to the world, is not so much to smoke ganja. It means the release of nature. Nature is no longer illegal. Because having a plant illegal, you have this concept that nature can be made legal or illegal. And so the legalization of cannabis to me is not that I can get to smoke or thing, it's that nature is now free and that we can use nature as the basis. Now, of course, it goes, you know, go back to, if you say I'm a Rasta man, but I think Rasta consciousness, everybody don't have to wear dreads or believe per se in Haile Selassie or have, but the concepts of Rastafari, quite frankly, are perfectly fitted for the future of black people in this particular world.
Henry Shillingford is of the view that other herbs also become free to be used in their entirety because of this one decision.
But in Dominica, by the legalization, if you will, or the freeing of nature, you have, you know, freeing cannabis. But that frees, if you will, basilic and peppermint. It makes all of those herbs, right, that much more important because this herb is so great in healing and well-being. And it is clearly something that's in demand. Everywhere it's been made legal, it's been successful.
Executive member of the Dominica Reparation Committee and attorney at law, Henry Shillingford. Dr. Irvin Andre breaks down the structure and meaning of democracy in Dominica, as well as its universal precept. Justice Dr. Irvin Andre argues that democracy as an individual entity is broad in many aspects. So the first definition has to be understood, agreed, and accepted by society. In the universal understanding of democracy, it is often perceived as governance of the people, for the people and by the people, wherein the decisions made by the leaders are a true reflection of the people. Other aspects come into play, such as election of government, types of governments, and its influence on society.
There is no single definition in terms of what this broad concept means. What do we mean by government for the people? How do we choose that type of government? Do we choose a government based on the principle of the first past the 50% in terms of any elections? Or do we, or should we, choose a government based on what has been described as proportional representation? That is to say, you are assigned a certain number of seats based on the proportion of votes that you receive at the polls. And so if we basically start with that concept, then we ask ourselves, to what extent is this democracy a vibrant, living tree in Dominica today? And then in answering that question, we look at the various institutions of governance, the various institutions which protect the rights of citizens. And when we talk about rights of citizens, obviously, we're talking about freedom of expression, freedom of association, the right not to be subjected to arbitrary state arrest, the right not to be subjected to unreasonable search and seizure, among other things. And any assessment as to whether or not democracy is an endangered species would involve an analysis of the extent to which citizens can obviously enjoy those rights unfettered by any state interference.
And that was Justice Dr. Irvin Andre. This is Q95 News. Black art has to be seminally critical with the stage that the world is today, says social activist and attorney at law Henry Shillingford. There are real issues, he says, that affect people that artists need to interpret. He was speaking on the current contemporary styles of art that artists tend to settle for, which is basically painting pretty pictures for tourists. He argues that the unfiltered truth of societies or issues in societies needs to be expressed, and presently being verbal about current social issues may lead to unwanted legal confrontation. With this in mind, the artist has a platform and a responsibility to paint the realities of society. My God.
There are issues, real issues, that affect people, mm-hmm. that artists need to interpret, because many of us can't do it vocally because we'd be charged for libel or all the other kinds of
stuff and
incitement, right? But artists have the freedom to interpret their societies. And the greater artists have radically that my Keith Haring and Bousquet are my favorite artists, because Keith Haring is making little stick men, but making powerful art. And so it's not about technique, it's about the message. So I just trust without going there. And I mean, if I come there and I see it and it's just pretty pictures, you know, I'll let you know. And so I really hope, with the stage that the world is today, black art has to be seminally critical of white monopoly capitalism.
Yeah.
Social activist and attorney at law Henry Shillingford. Meantime, Dominican artist Shadrach Burton seconds Mr. Shillingford's statements by saying it is important to make art that has a deeper message.
Good to make art that actually has a message, not just something that looks pretty or looks interesting, you know, but something that actually states or makes a statement about the issues affecting the people and affecting your environment. So I agree with him.
And that was Dominican artist Shadrach Burton. The Ministry of Health contends that it has a proposal to minimize the impact of climate change on human health. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Letitia Lestrade Week, believes that mitigation of the climate impact will allow for sustainable and uninterrupted delivery of health services. She explained that with the Pan American Health Organization, work is underway to develop and implement a national plan. We are also developing a health and climate country profile, which is a snapshot of up-to-date, easily accessible policy information about the current and future impacts of climate change on human health in Dominica, Lestrade Week explained. This profile will be available on the World Health Organization's website and will provide readers with an overview of the current climate hazards and the activities being undertaken to lessen the impact of climate change on health in Dominica. Now, while these policy documents are important, the ministry also considers the implementation of the recommendations, some of which are expected to come out of this stakeholder consultation. The ministry is committed to policy implementation through various funding mechanisms and with the assistance of the Pan American Health Organization. We will submit proposals for grant funding to ensure that these adaptation options are implemented, she stated. Leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Kent Vital, says that the ever-true living God would never support evil. Mr. Vital was speaking on one of the many statements made by the Prime Minister, which paints him as one of God's chosen prophets to lead Dominicans. Statements such as, to criticize him is to criticize God, or that God has placed him as Prime Minister and only God can remove him. Followed by statements such as, the way things are looking, he's going to be Prime Minister for a very long time. Recently, Mrs. Melissa Skerritt has taken on this style of political strategy by visiting supporters and anointing their heads with oil. This type of religious politics, he says, taking trend in Dominica, is one that he questions, as well as the source of godly reverence behind such statements and actions.
And he would have to tell us who his God is. Is his God the God of the Illuminati? Is his God the God of the Freemasons? Is his God Satan? Because the Bible talks about people whose father is the devil. So he must be talking about his God, not my God. So let's get that out of the way. So he must tell us which God he's talking about, but definitely not the one in capital G that we all recognize to be the one and only God, who will never sanction, who will never support, who will never give his blessings to the kind of evil, and not any kind of evil whatsoever, but he'll never give his blessing to evil. And Skerritt, as we know, is engaged in evil, not just in terms of wickedness and humanly speaking, but we have heard of other types of evil. Some people have spoken about other types of evil that is engaging. How can that man claim to be the God is giving him directions? Not that God, not the God that I know, not the God that I serve, not at all.
All right, that was leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Kent Vital. Speaking during a major town hall meeting in Antigua on Sunday, public relations officer of the United Workers' Party, Steve Benjamin, revealed the reluctance by the Roosevelt Skerritt-led DLP administration to effectively ensure the independent process of implementing electoral reform before the upcoming general elections in Dominica. Benjamin went on to highlight the significance of getting this done as it will ensure democracy is upheld and that the wishes of the voters are respected.
All other islands in the Eastern Caribbean, particularly the English-speaking Caribbean, has accepted and recognized that as the countries develop, there is need to modernize your electoral reforms, your system. And we ask for many things. The Dominican people ask for many things to improve governance in the country through electoral reform. When we recognize that the Roosevelt's Carrot administration would not allow and will not facilitate it, we leaned over backwards and agreed to two basic issues. One, clean up the voters list, because we cannot have a country with less than 70,000 people, yet your voters list in excess of 70,000 people. And we ask that voter ID cards be issued so that people can identify themselves when they go to the voting booth. And after 15 years of struggle, today, up to today, we have not received it. We have cautioned the government that in the absence of electoral reform and elections being called, it poses a threat to security in the country. And it is likely to create civil unrest if we do not get electoral reform. We hope that common sense will prevail and that the government will facilitate electoral reform through the independent commission, that is the Electoral Commission.
United Workers Party Public Relations Officer Steve Benjamin. UWP Collyer candidate Nicholas George is cautioning Minister for Employment, Energy and Trade Ian Douglas to refrain from engaging in misleading voters during the general election campaign. George was referring to recent remarks of Douglas on a public platform, making a light joke of the major discrepancies exposed by the leader of the parliamentary opposition, Lennox Linton, after he revealed that the presentation of the 2019 national budget by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit on July 30th, 2019, had left some $1.2 billion unaccounted for.
I listened to the Minister Ian Douglas talking at Georgetown earlier in the week, and he says, here's your $1.2 billion. To take a matter as serious as this, with the responsibilities that these gentlemen have, and trivialize it so that your base will take it and come to vote for you, is fraudulent. This is not what we present ourselves to the people to do. We cannot be presenting ourselves to people and saying to them that when we get into office, we will present fraudulent material to you to keep us in office. I think it is Pateron, you know, in the campaign that they're carrying on, I quote Pateron, I hope he doesn't sue me and get Mark Murray on my case. He says, if somebody is going to invest $70 million to keep their job, that person is a billionaire. And that makes sense. You cannot invest $70 million to keep your job and be the owner of $50 million. You have a shortfall right there. So you must have more than the 70 to do so. And it is more likely that you're a billionaire than just a millionaire, somebody with $300 million. So we have serious problems in our team.
UWP Collyer candidate Nicholas George. In the aftermath of the devastation caused by Hurricane Dorian in Grand Bahama and Abaco 3 weeks ago, Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis has announced a new disaster preparedness ministry. Member of Parliament for Central Grand Bahama, Iram Lewis, who has served for the past 2 years as a parliamentary secretary in the Ministry of Works, has been named the Minister of State for Disaster Preparedness, Management and Reconstruction. He will be sworn in this afternoon. Making the announcement at a press conference recently, Minnis said the new ministry will help to focus and to coordinate the national response for the recovery and reconstruction of Grand Bahama and Abaco, the second and third most populated islands in the archipelago of the Bahamas. This is Q95 News. Almost 500 people have been detained in Egypt in the past few days after protests against alleged government corruption, human rights activists say. Demonstrations were reported in Cairo, Alexandria, and several other cities on Friday night and in the port city of Suez on Saturday evening. The authorities have not yet released an official number of arrests on the President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. There has been a wide-ranging crackdown on dissent, and protests are very rare. Public gatherings of more than 10 people without government approval have been banned since 2013, when Mr. Sisi led the military's overthrow of Egypt's first democratically elected leader, Mohamed Morsi. And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of our headlines. UWP Senator and Rosa Valley candidate Ronald Charles told Dominicans living in Antigua and Barbuda electoral reform is not being pursued by the DLP regime in an attempt to hold on to power. In the aftermath of the devastation caused by Hurricane Dorian in Grand Bahama and Abaco just 3 weeks ago, Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis has announced creation of a new disaster preparedness ministry. And almost 500 people have been detained in Egypt in the past few days after rare anti-government protests against alleged government corruption, human rights activists say. The news brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises.
Our news, as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.